Graves' disease. Graves' disease is one type of hyperthyroidism, which refers to excessive stimulation of the thyroid gland. Its most common cause is it's an autoimmune disorder, and it seems to be most likely to develop in women, and it has an increased incidence in the second and third decades of their life. In terms of risk factors, family history and genetics definitely plays a role. Back to the MHC genes, in particular HLA-B8 and HLA-DR3 seem to play a role. And again, it's a combination of genetics and environmental factors. Stress definitely plays a role, smoking plays a role, infection, etc. When we talk about the normal physiology, we can start off by thinking about homeostasis. It's a fairly complicated mechanism, how you produce thyroid hormones. You begin with thyroid-releasing hormone from the hypothalamus, goes to the anterior pituitary and causes it to produce thyroid-stimulating hormone. This is a peptide hormone. It goes to the thyroid gland, binds onto a receptor protein there and stimulates that to produce the actual thyroid hormone. The cells which produce this are follicular epithelial cells of the thyroid. They use iodide from the diet combined with amino acid tyrosine, and then they form the thyroid hormones. There are two of them, T4, which stands for tetraiodothyronine, and T3, triiodothyronine. And they both get released into the circulation, and T3 is the active form, so T4 must be converted to T3 in order to become activated. And then they work like steroid hormones. They cross cell membranes, go into the nucleus, and turn on protein synthesis. And their role in the body is to stimulate metabolism. So they facilitate the breakdown of carbohydrates, proteins, fats, stimulate heat production, glucose production, structural proteins, enzymes, they promote growth. So they increase the glucose absorption in your digestive tract, the release of lipids from the adipose, they increase your oxygen consumption, increase heat production, increase cardiac output, gastric mobility. And they are needed for both physical and mental growth, particularly important in the young. And so if we look at what happens when you suffer from Graves' disease, so I've said before, this is an autoimmune disorder, and you produce autoantibodies. So the way it works is the T lymphocytes become sensitized to the normal thyroid self-antigens. They stimulate the B cells to produce IgG antibodies, which bind on to the thyroid-stimulating hormone protein receptors in the thyroid gland. Those are the proteins, and they stimulate secretion and production of excess thyroid hormones, and in particular it seems to be T3 that they most stimulate. And so this is going to, if you think about homeostasis and our negative feedback loop, this is going to suppress the production of thyroid stimulating hormone and thyroid releasing hormones, and hyperfunction of the thyroid is reflected by increased iodide uptake, an increased rate of thyrogland metabolism may contribute to enlargement of the thyroid. And as I said, a disproportionate increase in T3 production. All of this leads to increase in metabolism, and all the symptoms really are associated with this. So you get an increased metabolic rate, and you may get weight loss because of this. Often you get this strange effect with the eyes, protrusion of the eyes, and this is thought to be due to inflammation occurring behind the eyes. The tissue swells and pushes the eyes forward. Sympathetic nervous system becomes activated. You get tremors, irritability, palpitations, increased heart rate.